Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Rabbanan Ram Goldhar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Pei Ches, the ninth parak, HaMegaresh. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored with Zichud Nishmas, Chayei Hadas, Bas Sender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Maremar Darshan about the Pasuk which says, V'yishkod Hashem Aharab, V'yiviyah Alinu, and Hashem hastened the evil brought it upon us, Ki Tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, because Hashem our God is righteous. Now why would Hashem's righteousness hasten the evil to come? Rather, Tzadok Ha'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Yisrael, rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted charitably with Yisrael, to send out the exile of Sidkiyahu, those in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Korban, while the sages of Yechonya's exile were still alive in Bavel. That exile is described as a Charish v'Hamasker Elef, which the Gemara darshans, Charish Shebashah Sheposchin Nasu Kol Kecherishin. Charish means those that when they began discussing Torah, everyone else became like deaf mutes. Masker, Kevin Shesogrin, Shuvein, and Poskin. Masker means those that once they cause a discussion, without resolving it, there's no one else to open it. And how many such sages were there? 1,000. Ulu explains the charitability of the hastened exile, Shehiktim Shtei Shanim with Noshantam, because he preempted the numerical value of Noshantam, which is 852, by 2 years. Remaining in the land until then would have fulfilled the pasuk of the Noshantam, you will have remained long, about which it concludes, you will be completely destroyed quickly from the land. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, get mu'usa, a get obtained by forcing the husband to authorize it. Bisrael kasher, if it was forced by a Jewish court, the get is valid. Uba ovde kochavim pasul, but if it was forced by a court of idolaters, it's invalid. Uba ovde kochavim hovtim oso, va'ormimwo. But even idolaters may beat him and tell him, asamash Yisrael omimwocha, do what the Jewish court is telling you, because they're merely representing the Jewish court. Rav Nachman said in Shmuel's name, get ha'mu'usa bisrael, get forced by a Jewish court, Kedin kasher, if it was forced according to Jewish law, it's valid. Shelo kedin, pasul uposel. But if it was not according to Jewish law, meaning where he was not required to divorce her, the get is invalid, but still disqualifies her from marrying a kohen, being similar to a valid get. If it was forced by a court of idolaters, then if it was according to Jewish law, it's invalid, but disqualifies her from kahuna. But if not, afil recha get aimbo. It does not even have a scent of a get, and she may marry a kohen. The Gemara ultimately explains that although a get forced by idolaters is invalid, one which was required by Jewish law may be confused with a legitimate Jewish one. And point number three, Abai once found Rav Yosef forcing someone to issue a get. He asked, but we're commoners, meaning we're lacking smicha, ordination, and Rabbi Tarfon taught in a braisa that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe to place the judgments lifnehem, before them, it teaches and not before commoners, disqualifying the unordained from actions requiring legitimate judges. Rav Yosef answered, we're carrying out the shlichas of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael, just as we do in monetary disputes involving admissions or loans. The Gemara asked that if so, judges in Babel should also rule on cases of gezeilos v'chavolos, robbery and injury, yet they do not. It answers, b'milsa the shlicha, we only act as their agents concerning a common matter such as loans or divorces, but do not regarding uncommon matters such as robbery and injury. So once again, the 3 points are number one, Maremar Darshan about the Pasuk which says, V'yishkod Hashem Aharab V'yivyeha Aleinu, and Hashem hastened the evil and brought it upon us, Ki Tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, because Hashem our God is righteous. Now why would Hashem's righteousness hasten the evil to come? Rather, Tzadok Ha'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Yisrael, rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted charitably with Yisrael, to send out the exile of Sidkiyahu, those in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Korban, while the sages of Yechonya's exile were still alive in Bavel. That exile is described as a Charish v'Hamasker Elef, which the Gemara darshans, Charish Shebashah Sheposchin Nasu Kol Kecherishin. Charish means those that when they began discussing Torah, everyone else became like deaf mutes. Masker, Kevin Shesogrin, Shuvein, and Poskin. Masker means those that once they cause a discussion, without resolving it, there's no one else to open it. And how many such sages were there? 1,000. Ulu explains the charitability of the hastened exile, Shehiktim Shtei Shanim with Noshantam, because he preempted the numerical value of Noshantam, which is 852, by 2 years. Remaining in the land until then would have fulfilled the pasuk of the Noshantam, you will have remained long, about which it concludes, you will be completely destroyed quickly from the land. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, get mu'usa, a get obtained by forcing the husband to authorize it. Bisrael kasher, if it was forced by a Jewish court, the get is valid. Uba ovde kochavim pasul, but if it was forced by a court of idolaters, it's invalid. Uba ovde kochavim hovtim oso, va'ormimwo. But even idolaters may beat him and tell him, asamash Yisrael omimwocha, do what the Jewish court is telling you, because they're merely representing the Jewish court. Rav Nachman said in Shmuel's name, get ha'mu'usa bisrael, get forced by a Jewish court, Kedin kasher, if it was forced according to Jewish law, it's valid. Shelo kedin, pasul uposel. But if it was not according to Jewish law, meaning where he was not required to divorce her, the get is invalid, but still disqualifies her from marrying a kohen, being similar to a valid get. If it was forced by a court of idolaters, then if it was according to Jewish law, it's invalid but disqualifies her from kahuna. But if not, afil reicha get ein bo. It does not even have a scent of a get, and she may marry a kohen. The Gemara ultimately explains that although a get forced by idolaters is invalid, one which was required by Jewish law may be confused with a legitimate Jewish one. And point number three, Abai once found Rav Yosef forcing someone to issue a get. He asked, but we're commoners, meaning we're lacking smicha, ordination, and Rabbi Tarfon taught in a braisa that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe to place the judgments lifnehem, before them, it teaches and not before commoners, disqualifying the unordained from actions requiring legitimate judges. Rav Yosef answered, we're carrying out the shlichus of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael, just as we do in monetary disputes involving admissions or loans. The Gemara asks that if so, judges in Babel should also rule on cases of gezeilos v'chavolos, robbery and injury, yet they do not. It answers, b'milsa the shlicha, we only act as their agents concerning a common matter such as loans or divorces, but do not regarding uncommon matters such as robbery and injury. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Ches, and our standard Siman is a garbage can or a dustbin, a pach. Garbage can or dustbin, so here goes. The old green garbage cans with Benoshantim 852 written on them were used to beat a husband to force him to give a get by a based in Mbavu who said they were carrying out the shlichus of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael. Once again, slow motion. The old green garbage cans with Venoshantum 852 written on them, which reminds us, the Gemara addresses what's the meaning of the pasuk that teaches that Hashem is righteous because he hastens to bring the galus. Ula explains it's because he preempted the numerical value of Noshantum 852 by 2 years. Remaining in Eretz Yisrael until then would have fulfilled the pasuk of Venoshantum, you will have remained long, about which it concludes, you will be completely destroyed quickly from the land. So the old green garbage cans with Venoshantum 852 written on them were used to beat a husband to force him to give a get, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, get mu'usa, a get obtained by forcing the husband to authorize it, Yisrael kasha, if it was forced by a Jewish court, the get is valid. But if it was forced by a court of idolaters, it's invalid. But even idolaters may beat him and tell him, do what the Jewish court is telling you because they're merely representing the Jewish court. So the old green garbage cans with Venoshantim 852 written on them were used to beat a husband to force him to give a get by a based in Mbavu who said they were carrying out the shlichus of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, Abaye once found Rabbi Yosef forcing someone to issue a get. He asked, but we're hediotas, we're commoners, meaning we lack smicha, and Rabbi Tarfon taught in a braisa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to place the judgments lifnehem, before them it teaches below lifnei hediotas, and not before commoners, disqualifying the unordained from actions requiring legitimate judges. Rabbi Yosef answered, Anan shel chusayu kavdinen, we're carrying out the shlichas of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael, just as we do in monetary disputes involving hodas v'halvas, admissions, or loans. So once again, the old green garbage cans with Venoshantim 852 written on them were used to beat a husband to force him to give a get by a basin and Babel who said they were carrying out the shlichus of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf pei dalad, so the siman daf pei dalad is a launch pad. So here goes. The woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad. That must mean we're on daf. Pay Dalit. The woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa. If one says, Arzigitech amanasha tinasi la Plony, this is your get on condition that you marry Plony, this woman may not marry, but if she married, she need not leave her husband. Rav Nachman explains that she may not marry the man, shem yomru nashem nosim b'matana, because perhaps people will say they're giving their wives to each other as gifts, but if she married him, she need not leave him after the fact, demushim gezer lo mafkin, because we do not remove her based on a rabbinical decree. So the woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad knows her good friend board a green spaceship because she was divorced on condition she go up to the sky, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, if one says harzikitech amanasha tali Rakia. This is your get on condition that you go up to the sky, or on condition you descend to the depths, or other such impossibilities. The Tanakhama says the get is invalid, but Yehuda ben Tema says it's valid, and he explained, Kol Tanai She'i Efshar Lo Kaimo B'Sofo, any condition which is impossible to eventually fulfill, V'Yisna Lav Mitchilaso, and he stipulated in the beginning, Eino El Kamaflik B'Devarim B'Kash, he's merely pushing her off with words to make her suffer, but does not intend the condition. So the woman who was given a get on condition she married Plony and was now getting married to him on a green launch pad, noticed her good friend board a green spaceship because she was divorced on condition she go up to the sky. After she refused to fulfill the condition, dates one, which reminds us, Ravina answers that a condition made against the Torah is only void where it definitely violates the Torah, such as a condition to be exempt from a wife's entitlements, such as sher, ksus, and onah, which take effect in marriage. However, in a case where he divorced on condition she eats swine, he didn't require to eat swine. Let her not eat swine and not be divorced. Therefore, the condition is valid. Daf Pehe, so the symbol Daf Pehe relates to a mouth, and we use a dentist. So here goes. The dentist, that must be more in Daf Pehe, Peh, mouth. The dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity, sitting in the green dentist chair, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one says you're permitted with this get to all men except for my father and your father, or any other relatives that have a chi of karis, with whom kedushin are ineffective anyway, the get is valid because he hasn't practically excluded anyone from the divorce. So the Gemara asks, chutz mekedushe katan mahu, if he stipulated the divorce to be except for the kedushin of a particular minor, what's the halacha? Do we say the get is valid since the minor is currently incapable of kedushin, or perhaps since he's destined to be eligible for kedushin upon reaching adulthood, excluding him from the divorce invalidates the get? The Gemara proves that he is viewed as eligible for kedushin, so excluding him would invalidate a get. So the dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity, sitting in the green dentist chair, and except regarding promiscuous relations, which reminds the Gemara asks about a series of six exclusions in a get that do not exclude marriage itself, but laws which are dependent on marriage. It first asks, if he says you're permitted to everyone except regarding promiscuous relations, what's the halacha? Benesuin halu shayer is a vow because he didn't retain his marriage regarding his marrying others, or dilma shayer babia, or perhaps it's invalid because he retained his marriage regarding relations. The Gemara asks five more questions. So the dentist who wanted to divorce his wife, the oral hygienist, by permitting her to all men except the little boy with a cavity sitting in the green dentist chair, and except regarding promiscuous relations, was informed that his get was invalid because it didn't include the critical text of Hariyat Muterzu Kol Adam, you are permitted to anyone. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, the Tanakhama holds Gufo Shel Get. The critical text of a get is Hariyat Muterzu Kol Adam, you are permitted to anyone. Rabbi requires a more explicit statement, V'dendi Yehevi Lechi Minai, and this is for you from me, a Sefer Tiruchin, a document of sending away, V'ger Shibukin, a letter of abandonment, V'get Piturin, and a document of release to go marry any man you want. The Malchukh is based on the question whether Yadayim She'im Ochicho is having Yadayim. Daf Pei Vav. So the standard symbol Daf Pei Vav is police. So here goes. The police officers, that must be more Daf Pei Vav. The police officers in green uniform, who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses sign on it, that her newborn baby was legitimate because Adi Masira Karti, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shloshi Gittin Psuim, there are three invalid Gittin, but if a woman married on their basis, the child from a subsequent marriage is legitimate and not a mamzer. The third Psul is, Yesh Bo Zman Ve'im Bo Ela Edochad. It has a date on it, but only one witness signed on it. This Tana considers these Gittin only rabbinically disqualified, so a subsequent child is legitimate. Rabbi Elazar holds the get is valid, Afu Bishein Alav Edim, even if there are no witnesses to sign on. El Shinnasnu al Bifnei Edim Kasher, but if he gave it to her before Edim, it's valid because he holds Edim Asirakarti. The witnesses to delivery enable the get to sever the marriage, and signatures are only needed for proof. So the police officers in green uniform, who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses to sign on it, that her newborn baby was legitimate because Edim Asirakarti, were about to tell her about the case of the legitimate baby born after a date of get, written by an expert scribe and signed by one witness, which reminds us, Shmuel that a Safra Mufak, an expert scribe's very writing of the get, testifies that the husband commanded him to do so, and therefore it's equivalent to a second witness sign on a get. So the police officers in green uniform who were assuring the woman who received a get with no witnesses sign on it that her newborn baby was legitimate because Adi Masira Karti were about to tell her about the case of the legitimate baby born after a date of get written by an expert scribe and signed by one witness when they were approached by a panicked shaliach who accidentally mixed up two identical get, which reminds us the next Mishnah addresses what is done when a shaliach accidentally mixes up two identical get. Daf Pei Zayin. So the simmer Daf Pei Zayin is a golden pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The five men who wanted the large green gold pez get dispenser. Gold pez dispenser? That must be around Daf Pei Zayin. The five men who wanted the large green gold pez get dispenser to dispense a get with one date and common text with witnesses signed at the bottom, which reminds us, the previous Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amabei stated, Chamisha Shiksavu Klal B'Tocha Get. If five men wrote a common text in a single get with witnesses signed below, all the gettin are valid because of the signatures attest to all five divorces, and it's given to each one in turn. But if a Sefer Tofes was written for each one, only the last one under which the signatures appear is valid. Rabbi Yochanan explains, if one day is written for all five divorces, that is a common text, and they're all valid. But if a day was written for each one, that is a separate Tofes. So the five men who want the large green gold Pez get dispenser, to dispense a get with one date and common text, with witnesses signed at the bottom, were frustrated when it dispensed two Gittin written side by side on one document, with Hebrew and Greek signatures, which reminds us, more discusses what to do when two Gittin written side by side have Hebrew and Greek signatures running under both. So the five men who want the large green gold Pez get dispenser to dispense a get with one date and common text with witnesses signed at the bottom were frustrated when it dispensed two Gittin written side by side on one document with Hebrew and Greek signatures, followed by a single get with part of the get written in a second column, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one left over part of the get and he wrote it in a second column, and the Edim signed under the second column, it's valid. The Gemara asks that perhaps it was originally two separate getin with the second get written higher on the paper, and he cut off the witnesses of the first get at its bottom, and the date of the second get at its top, to remove some undesirable term or stipulation, giving the appearance of a single get. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to a get which has space below the first column and above the second, proving that nothing else was written there. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely, if one left over part of the get and he wrote it in a second column, and the Edim signed under the second column, it is valid. That's on Daf. Pei Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which definitely, a get forced by Beis Din and Bavo is good, since they're doing the shlichus of those with smicho in Eretz Yisrael. That's on Daf. Peches. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we discuss what to do when two identical gittin are mixed up? That's on Daf. Peivav. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do we have four challenges to Rabbi Eliezer, who held that a limited get is valid? That's on Daf. Pei Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu's righteousness for sending us into Galus is expressed in part in that he sent us 2 years before the numerical value of the Noshantem, which is 852. That's on Daf. Peches. Good. Number 6. Which of the women that there are three gittin that are possible, but if the woman marries, the child is legitimate, and we also learn about Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that 80 Masira Karti, that's on Daf. Peivav. Good. Number 7. Which of the women that Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the wife is permitted to the prohibited man from the first divorce after a second marriage, that's on Daf. Pei Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which of the one about a get ma'usa, that a get obtained by forcing the husband to give it, is valid if it was forced by Beis Din? That's on Daf. Pei Ches. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we discuss two getin written side by side with Hebrew and Greek signatures running under both? That's on Daf. Pei Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which Daf do we have machlokes whether the critical part of a get is Hariyat Muteres Kol Adam, or the get needs to be more explicit? That's on Daf. Hey, hey, excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhoff from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.